We're going to go back out to the Metro PCS hotline, continue our conversation with A.J. Dewey, former Dolphins linebacker. A.J., how you doing again?
I'm doing good, Gray. I'm sorry for that interruption. It's probably on my end, but hopefully you guys hear me good, the listeners hear good, and we can kind of get a little more dialogue going about our 14 upcoming draft picks. Well, not upcoming, but they are draft picks and part of our new team, and looking forward to it. Always excitement in the air around draft time.
Without a doubt. We're really happy here that we actually have draft picks to talk about after talking about all the speculation and the rumors and stuff that built up the draft. But we were talking before about LSU, former LSU standout, now new member of the Miami Dolphins, Jarvis Landry. What role do you envision Landry having with this Dolphins team, knowing the depth they have at that position?
Well, I mean, I think the kid's just an all-around great receiver. I mean, he basically, you have O.J. in the room. I mean, basically, I kind of see him maybe as an O.J. McDuffie kind of receiver, a guy that just can get open, not afraid to go over the middle, plays with toughness, has great hands, probably catches everything you throw him. You know, I mean, O.J. would sit there and admit to you that he wasn't the guy that would just, tear it up in the 40-yard dash, but when it came time to, picking up clutch first downs, keeping the chains moving, he was the guy to go to. I think, he may be a guy of that similar resemblance.
Yeah, and when we bring up Jarvis Landry, I think it's interesting. But you look at the draft class as a whole, in terms of going to the first round, addressing the right tackle position with Juwan James, and then Billy Turner, as we mentioned before, in the third round, another guy on the offensive line. What do you think of what Dennis Hickey did in his first draft as a whole?
Well, I always say that, I'll wait until October, because usually you got all the training camp, you got the first, quarter of the season. Usually around October is when I see how these guys pan out, how much equity they brought to the team, what they actually are going to accomplish over the next several months with, OTAs, getting stronger in workouts. But, the key date for me is kind of probably week four, week five of the season. And hopefully, a lot of these guys are contributors, in a capacity of maybe not being a starter, but a guy like Landry could be your third receiver, your fourth receiver. Juwan James, obviously they're counting on him to probably come in and compete right away. Don't know much about a lot of the other guys. I know Billy Turner, a small school player, but the footage I saw on him and some of the information I read on him, he seemed like he's a beast. So just looking forward to it, and hopefully they are all contributors, in the 14th season.
AJ, that's what I wanted to touch on. When you look out there and you hear the words schools, North Dakota State, Liberty, Montana, Coastal Carolina, Marist, those are draft picks for the Miami Dolphins. Does that bother you in any way, or you think that guys,
no,
make a play they can play?
It's going to bother me if they can't play. I mean, basically, we hired Mr. Hickey to come in and evaluate players and go out and find players that are going to be contributors of our team. I mean, just like the days when you played, O.J., and the days I played, every year we brought in, a couple of guys from, non-Division I schools or FSB, whatever the classification is nowadays. And a lot of them played. A lot of them were contributors in year one. So, but then again, you get guys who come from Big Ten schools and SEC schools that lay an egg. So, I just hope they did a good job of evaluation. I hope that Dennis has a great staff that can evaluate and make good decisions and bring in players who can actually play, who can put on the chin strap, buckle up the shoes, and go get somebody and make it happen.
AJ, I wanted to ask you a little bit about maybe not the guys that were drafted, but one particular undrafted free agent the Miami Dolphins selected, and that's Anthony Johnson, the defensive tackle from LSU. A highly productive guy at college, but he was ranked probably in the top 12 to 14 guys that were listed in defensive tackles from around the country when you take a look at all the draft picks that were rating all these guys before the draft. How do you think a guy like that was ranked, maybe a little bit higher than what he was ended up being, was an undrafted free agent, comes in with a little bit more, determined to prove something?
Well, the thing is that when I saw that, when I was reading through the undrafted free agent, when I saw his name, I was shocked.
Yeah, me too.
I'll be dead honest with you. I mean, I said, because I watch, he's another kid. I watch LSU pretty religiously. I watch SEC football pretty religiously. NFL football, is my first love. But, I do love football season like you guys do. And, and I watched that kid, play for – I don't know if he was a three-year – did he come out as a junior or he came out as a senior? I think he might have came out as a junior, didn't he?
Yeah.
I knew he was Because I remember him. I think he was the kid who wore number 9. He was a defensive lineman.
Yeah,
number 9.
Exactly,
you know?
AJ.
And I used to kind of go, what in the hell? Where did this guy come from? You know what I mean? And but the thing is, he might have some garbage. You know, he may have a little dirty laundry with him. So, and that's understood. I mean, you know, listen, you know, back in the day, guys had dirty laundry, and they can have dirty laundry till the game comes to an end. So you got to find an organization that can bring him in, you know, get his head squared on, you know, teach him how to, you know, be a pro, make him understand that, you know, there's a lot of money to be made in this game. You know, just do the right things, you know, follow the right people, and, you know, you'll be a baller, and, you know, hopefully that's what, you know, this kid turns out to be. They just probably didn't want to invest a draft pick in him because, you know, like I said, he may have come with some bad goods.
Well, there's a lot of teams that passed on him, and might be Miami Dolphins' fortune, because I watched him play just like you did, and I thought he was one of those top players for LSU on the defensive side of the football. Hey, one more for you, AJ. I wanted to ask you about Jordan Tripp, not so much the player that the Dolphins selected at linebacker in the 5th round, but did you expect the Miami Dolphins to maybe go after and look at that position of linebacker maybe a little bit earlier in the draft, knowing what you saw last year, or do you think the development in year 2 will be good for the guys like Koemisi and Ellerbe and Wheeler?
You know, I there was a couple guys that I liked early, and I was following the draft, and they kind of got snatched off the board. I kind of thought they may slip, you know. And then I think, you know, the kid, was it Tyler Lewan or something like that? He was kind of slipping a little bit. And then the Cowboys, I bet you the Cowboys took him, the damn, you know, the people in the green room for the Dolphins going, damn, why did he take Manziel? you know, because he probably would have slipped to us, you know. And,
right.
But, you know, then again, I'm sure they're happy with Juwan. And then the linebacker from Alabama, I think, was picked maybe 2 picks. Mosley,
yeah.
Yeah, I think he was picked maybe 2 picks ahead of us. So I was sitting there kind of, you know, had my eye on 3 or 4 guys that I thought would be, you know, great, great first-round draft pick for us. And they got snatched away from us. You know, I don't know much about Juwan James. I mean, he looks athletic. He looks like he might play the part of the kind of scheme that, you know, we're trying to run here. He's not one of these big, sloppy-looking offensive linemen. I think he looks athletic and probably has a lot of, you know, good movement and can kind of get up the field, do some downfield blocking at that second level, and just looking forward to seeing what he's going to do for us.
Yeah, and one final quick question for AJ along the lines of what John was saying is what needs to change just overall from a linebacker perspective from what you saw last season going into 2014 for the Dolphins?
Well, I just think those guys got to be more playmakers. I mean, you know, we signed 2 guys free agents last year, and then I think maybe they even re-upped Meese's deal. I could be wrong on that.
They did. Yeah.
You know, they made some good investments into some guys that they were looking to be around here for 4 or 5 years. And, you know, those guys, our number one pick last year, you know, he needs to bring his lunch pail this year and be productive and be a big part of our defense. Cause, you know, we're dependent on them as fans, and the coaching staff's dependent on them as part of their players. Their teammates are depending on them, and it's just a matter of being accountable. And hopefully this year we do find some accountability out of that group of guys, and they add a big piece to our defense to be better and make our team overall better.
A.J. Dewey, former Dolphins linebacker, joining us here. A.J., good to catch up with you. Thanks for joining us, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you soon.
Anytime, guys, and just enjoy the rest of your show. I'll be talking to you guys throughout the rest of the preseason and during the season. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
All right, sounds good. A.J. Dewey, former Dolphins linebacker, joining us on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.